Dan walked along row 3 and sat down. "What are you doing? This is no time to sit around. Do something." "I am," said Dan. "I think I got this."
"You think you got what?" Amy said nervously. She was searching on the floor for a button or a lock, anything that might get them away from the approaching guard dog.
"Look at some dials or a hidden panel. Make yourself useful." Dan calmly got up and sat in the next seat over, seat number 5 in the row. He'd be in seat number 4. Then he got up and sat in seat number 2.
"Seriously, Dan? You've lost your marbles."
"I don't think so," he whispered. 4, 5, 2, 3, 1 might be the order in which a person has to sit in the seats in row 3. "Let me finish." He sat in number 3. He moved right up next to Amy. "If something doesn't happen when I sit down, we're in big trouble." He took a deep breath and plopped down in the seat. There was a soft snick behind the curtain wall at the rear of the balcony.
"I think you did something," whispered Amy. She could hear the German Shepherd sniffing at the top of the stairs now.
"I choose to read this passage because Dan is starting to find out what part of the code is."